microcosm. And from that chutam, it draws the font of the behemoth. So that is called chosm. V'davke sham ekev t'neged adeikev, avoy ikvim b'fnim. Suppose the ekev is not mamish opposite the adeikev, but it's b'fnim. Towards the front is the ekev in the long. But in simche comes out from the pnim of the long. Yes, it's mishom b'deiv and feivet. So then it doesn't cure. Atka, kosev arash. Nikar b'shipulei mune. Suppose an ekef is in the bottom of the moon. So, visir chayetze ala deifen treif. Cheshishim shemon mefnivi bo. Kosa balayut. Imika viune. That's so many crawling here on this lot. Kosa balayut. Imika viune. If there is an ekef in the moon. Visir chayetze ala deifen treif. Deifen shevitzadurume kshet. That's the balayutashim. Was most ashamed of it. In other words, so if the nekev is in the une and the sirche and the tissue comes out, a piece of tissue stretches out from that nekev towards the deifen that is opposite the une, that is not opposite the une, so it's also shame. Now that's a big kule. Avladin yovi oza okosa. Masir choyetzis mibin chituch shebeinun ayune v'nisreches rideiken oi migabeinis nisru rideiken chutzum beitza achozet reiken shenadeiken seknosom. Actually, the pashtus haloshin of the Gemore is like the Rosh, not like the Balito, because the Gemore has the kasha, there is a stira between two members of Rav Nachman. One member of Rav Nachman discusses the question whether we have to be chesis, there is an ekev, or we don't have to be chesis, the implication being, if we know there is an ekev, it cannot be cured by virtue of the deifen that he says in it. And then the other member of Ranachim says that even if we know there is an ekev, but if the deifen covers it, so then it cures the ekev. So Gemara says, when does Ranachim say that even if we know there is an ekev? So the deifen that covers it, that blocks it, cures the ekev, that is only the deifen is opposite the chituch ayune. The implication being, but if the deifen is opposite the ume, not the chituch ayune, so then it doesn't cure. So it's like the Rosh. How is it that the Balito says, in mita the ume, we see choreo min ueno min deifen shetza the ume, sheva. The answer is the Balito holds that as long as the nekev, all that the Gemara means is, in case the nekev is the ume, is in the membrane of the ume, not in the membrane of the ume. So then the deifen cannot cure it. The deifen cannot cure it. But if the nekev is in the ume, is in the place of the chituch and the ume, in the cut surface, in the posterior cut surface, in the posterior cut surface of the ume is the nekev. But a piece of tissue, a silche, stretches out, comes out from the wune, and it extends to the deifen that is opposite the wune, then it also shifts. That's the Rosh. But, I'm sorry, that's the Balito Shita. But the Rosh explains the Gemara Kipashte, and the Gemara says that Rav Nachman's other memory, that creation of the Zadmachero, is only when it became Rebuse. So that means only if the deifen is opposite the chituch ayune, not if the deifen is opposite the ume, but the nekev is in the chituch ayune, and then a sirche comes out from that place, the chituch ayune, and extends to the deifen that is opposite the ume. Kosev Rashi b'Shemayim. שאם כל הגב של אומה מהשלום הסעומן ומיילו דורות בשטר כשר שכך מרים הדבורים שזו רגליוס במדבורים אמורים שכל הגב דורות לשטר אבל ישפיצו שאם כל הגב דורות לשטר תחיל ויהוד ידי פצס דווקא כשו כנגד הבוסו שבנצלו אמינו שיטי זה דווקא חששי The point when you say somebody, I'm sorry, I'm in that case, was a shilatzmoy, is I will destroy Satsmoy. So that's Rajashi, the Suga, the Hasaytan, the boss, I will connect that slow, is any sense. We will connect that boss of the camp, connect that slow. Suppose that the Rebecca happens to be opposite the Boso and Kinegad Atzloyes. So there is a machlokes between the Rambam and the Rambam's father. So the Rambam himself says, because of the Rambam, Abi Meirin Yoisi, Vanim Namatir. So the Rambam says that Rabbi Maimon, his father, he agreed with Rashi. Both Rabbi Maimon and the Rambam agree with the Rashi Shita. That when we say that the Deife is cures the Nekev only when it's Sovir Bipsore in the Boso Shebin Atzvois. But if it is Sovir in the Tzvois itself, not the Boso Shebin Atzvois, then it cannot cure the Nekev. But the question is, suppose it is Sovir Bipsore and both the Boso Shebin Atzvois is intergrown, is intertwined with the tissue of the Sirche, and the Tzvois themselves are also intertwined. So Rabbi Maimon himself says that in such a case the Nekev is, so he says, is not cured, and the Rambam says it is cured. So In other words, from that Rambam, many mention the raya that it's mutter for his son and for his Talmid to be chelik and his father and his rabbi together. Because Abu Maimon was both the father of the Rambam and he was the rabbi of the Rambam. And still the Rambam says, Abu Meirin Israel Vanim Matil. So we see that it's not also to the Chelik and father or any rabbi. But the Gemara in Vishnu says, in Zeu Meiro, Vechelik Alvoro. So the answer is, Vechelik Alvoro means, in other words, if somebody comes and asks the Shire the father, or asks the Shire the rabbi, and then the father, the rabbi, passes one way. And then the son, you know, the Talmud says, no, I don't think that my rabbi is right. And even though the Talmud wasn't being asked, I mean, the rabbi was asked. So then, that's a big chutzpah. So that's inconsistent with the mitzvah of Ishii Yvon of the Rov. Masha'inke, if just when one writes a sefer, he says, my rabbi says this way, and I am chetim, that's mutter. So this is what Rambam does. Abomeirim le'ishrim v'anim le'atir v'adim yom yorosh al-kosa v'rei anim d'v'reishrim. He agrees with Rabbi Maimon. Kim d'b'kron l'chud l'choshib s'tine ho adim anim d'b'kron l'b'ksore d'nei sh'akosa seisei k'negdei l'mahal y'eisei s'tine kim sh'k'negdo etzem y'eisei. In other words, what's this word of Rabbi Maimon Rosh? I mean, I can understand the Rambam Shita also. After all, the Rambam was a doctor and still he was heard. But I can understand the swore of Rabbi Maimon and Rosh. In other words, in order to cure the Nekev, then there must be a symphysis form. A symphysis is called when two tissues are intertwined and grown together, that they work in harmony. So in other words, now, so there could be a symphysis form between the tissue of the lung or the silica bone and the muscles. But there couldn't be any real symphysis formed between the tissue of the lung, which is soft, and the heart bone tissue of the heart bone tissue of the ribs themselves. So still the Rambam says, since it's intergrown with both, so then the Nekev can be killed. The Rapsa Sholem Hitir Atir in Subaha Ben Boso El Soryo Ben Yat. In other words, why? Because Rapsa Sholem, so that's what Tinsus mentions, Rav Sarsholim Shikidis, that there is a machlekes. Only Rabbeinu says the Yehudi Sameh Bitzorah. But Rav Nachman himself doesn't require it to be Sameh Bitzorah. So as long as it adheres to the Deifen, and the Deifen to which it adheres is opposite the Chituch HaDumne, not opposite the Ume, so it already cures the Nekin. Right. The Rav Sarsholim Yitra Afilu Misubachar Al-Basor, Al-Sol Nan, the Chilkos Rav Nigash, the Hesif Vahatiya, Afilu Tzor Bitzvoyz, not like Hashishik, Elo Shehechmiya, Leha, so, Afilu Tzor Bitzvoyz, but you see that most of the Shemim agree with Rashi. You see, Rav Nigash is Matiya in the case where it's Tzor Bitzvoyz, exclusively Bitzvoyz. You see, the Rambam is Matir and Tzorich in the Tzlois and in the Bosa Shabina Tzlois. But if it's Tzorich just in the Tzlois, it's not. Shad Bissoy, the way we should raise it, El Shehech Mir Lahatz Lodik, Abigash, the way we should raise it in Tzlois, Shad Bissoy, the Bosa Yomatz Lodik. And in other words, and Rabbi Gershon would require Dike not only in the case where it is Tzorich in the Bosa Shabina Tzlois, even when it's Tzorich, they Tzorich. He would also require the Kramiyash. So he says, "When we mechalik v'nesel v'bosor, the bishnei we matter v'sori, v'al v'dik, v'o yiki at moish v'sak, the lietem now the tour is machia, the lietem after the kikel in the hand, v'o v'bosor, after the bloid v'kishon." In other words, he is not machia like the Rosh, like Rabbi Maimon. In other words, when does the, is the Beifer capable of curing the Rekeh in the long only when it's Tzorich exclusively in the Bosor Shebina Tzorins, and then in that case we don't even require Dikin. So in other words, Rabbi Gershon has one aspect of Chumre and one aspect of Kul. The aspect of Kul of Rabbi Gershon is that it doesn't have to be Tzorich with Tzorich. It doesn't have, it can be just Tzorich with Tzorich, and not after with Tzorich, it can be Tzorich in the Tzloins themselves, exclusively. That's the cool aspect of Rabbi Gershon. Then Rabbi Gershon has a Chumre. The Chumre is that even if it is Tzorich and Tzorich in the Tzorich, Shebina Tzloins, but without the Dikin, it's not enough. So the two, he rejects both the Kules of Rabbi Gershon and the Chumres of Rabbi Gershon. We both are after the Lord of Gershon. Ubi Nisobich, now here there is a mistake. Now look in the Prishit. Chobez. Ubi Nisobich, Re. Here it's written Hamikubo, the Mokim Shein Beitem. But it's a mistake Seder. It should be written Ubi Nisobich, Re Hasmucho, the Mokim Shein Beitem. Keitzorach Leimah. The Maire, the Re Hasmucho, the Lord of Reish, the Rekha Divana. In other words, Atkan, the two discuss the second member of Rav Nachman, the case where a real naked can be cured by being, by joining the David. So, at now he starts discussing the first member of Rav Nachman, of Rav Nechemye, Abiseh, Rav Niume, of Rav Nachman, where it doesn't, where the David is not opposite the Chituch HaDumne. It's not so good, I'm sorry. It's just an addition between a part of the law, any part of the law. Let's say the not dafke chituch hadumne, and it's not even so that I'm sorry. And we don't know whether there is an eke. And the question is there an eke? So then we have to make certain tests. So the question is, under what circumstances can we make the test? So here we have the fishy test. Rashi King says, the Reed, Rabbi Tam, Rambam, so the Mele. So here, so Atkan is discussed the second member of the Nechemya. From now on, he starts discussing the first member of the Nechemya. Uri Nisobi Chei, Reye Hasmucho. Reye Hasmucho, Bimoke, Chei Nadei Kenseit Mo, Dahayne Kolo Umo. So there, we cannot be cured. Chutzmu Kinchitu Vedei, Kosa Barambam, Yifakin Alo. Il Nimtis Maki Vedei Ven, אפילו יש ראי סברי, וכי יש עושה צמוכים, כשאירו, אפילו לא ידביקה. So I want to finish the tzimen, so we cannot go over the Roshna Rambam inside. But you go as the Rambam, as we see. Inside. The Rambam says as follows. You need the smack of the day. So now, the Rambam, so Hatiru Yeshreyes, now the Rambam is not discussing the case where it's blocked by the Eden in such a way that it can even cure a real measure. So the Rambam is discussing the first memre of Rav Nachman, where a naked cannot be cured. Let's say the Deifen is opposite the Ume. Or the Ume, but not opposite the Chetuch of the Ume. Another part of the Ume. So then the naked cannot be cured. But the question is there a naked or is there not a naked? Does the addition indicate that there is a naked or the addition is due to some condition in the Deifen? So the Rambam says that first of all we have to perform the first test. In other words, we take a knife and we mildly we detach the wound from the limb. So even in this market Deifen, if we find the market Deifen, after the Shreya Sebereye, Kigen Shausat Mochim Ksheiro, after the word Dike, who she tasted as Rambam. But he agrees, it is consistent with the Shita from the Tam. Because we have three Shitas. Now the Tam is the biggest link. So, in other words, according to Rashi and Pesach Sefer, there is no circumstance under which the Reya would be Mutea without a Dike. There is no such circumstance. There are circumstances under which it will be osea, even with all the decays being favorable, and there are circumstances, according to Rashi Tetzis and the Reed, where it will be muta or the decay. But that it should be muta without the decay, according to the Rambam, according to Rashi Tetzis and the Reed, there is no such situation. But according to whom is there such a situation? According to Ramadan. In other words, according to Ramadan, if we perform the first test and we detach the ray from the data, and we see that the data has bruises, the data has ulcers, so then we don't have to go further. No more decay is necessary. So then we take it for granted, we come to the conclusion that inasmuch as we found ulcers, bruises in the Deifen, that means that the addition resulted from the bruises in the Deifen that attracted the wound towards it. So mainly it's without the Deifen, that's like Amitam Shikhi. Now, then the Rambam continues. Then the Rambam continues, and the Rambam says, if we see that there is an ulcer in the Deifen, then we don't have to go any further. And we can declare it mutter without any further digs. That suppose when we separate the wrong from the data, mildly we notice and also bruises in the data, so then he says, the Rambam says, it's mutter, even if we find ulcers in the lungs. But now it's completely like Hamadan. That if we find an ulcer in the Deifen, so then it's without anything. If we don't find an ulcer in the Deifen, so then it's mutea to the dick. But he says, no, the meaning is that if we don't find ulcers in the Deifen, so then the meaning is not to be machshir the Rebbe, even our Rebbe. That's what's a meaning. But Mikra Dine, the Rambam has the Shita of Ramadan. But Mitzad Mine, he's Machmir. In one case, where we don't find, a race in the Benfen, so even though our Divikate still would have Mikra Dine, but there is a Mine to be Machmir. That's what the Rambam says. So that means that the Rambam Shita is like Ramadan. So again, Now here we have a difficulty. Now the question is this: we have three sheets. If we are girls, the way it's mentioned here in our text, the Yeshem, the Hanel of Dikhe, Umakir and Kishin, Shmaka the Deifen, and the Ein Reyeseh the Rey, the Ein Reyeseh the Rey. So whose sheet is the Yeshem? We have three sheets. We have the sheet of Rashi, we have the sheet of David, we have the sheet of Ramadan. Now, the Rambam sheet is like Ramadan, except that he mentions it. But there are three sheets. So according to Rashi, so if it's not Tartar, if you say, so then now the decades are so. And when is it Mutaras of decay? If it's Tartar, if you say, what does it mean Tartar, if you say? In other words, there is answers, there are answers in the Beifen, and there are no answers in the walls. So then our Dikit is Ramatan means that if there is no answer in the Beifen, no goodness in the Beifen, so then our Dikit are shown. But if there is a also in the daycare, if there is an also in the daycare, so then it's good down with the whether the woman has an also or the woman does not have an also. Then the sheet of it. And then the sheet of Amitam, there's the biggest kole that if there is a market in the daycare, so then it's with the daycare, and if there is no market in the daycare, if there is no mark in the data, so then we apply a ticket. But according to Ramatan and the Rambam, literally, yeah. So if there is no mark in the data, then it's not the terrace without the ticket. But with the ticket, it's the terrace, even if the wrong has answers. Now, here the Torah says, the Yeshem, the Mahanarim, Kishayish Maki Beifen, the Ein Reyeseh Bereyeh Bafil of Loitik. That couldn't be Ramatam Shita. Because according to Ramatam, so if there is a Maki Beifen, so even there is a Reyeseh Bereyeh, even if there is the Artsmoch in the Reyeh, so it's Mutter, Afil of Loitik. And here he says, Reyeshen Reyim Hamlet Dike, Umatirim Kishayish Maki Beifen, but suppose there is a market data and there is a race in the Rayet, the art's more in the Rayet, so then it's not mutable with decay. Ramatam doesn't say that. Ramatam says that if there is a market data, so then it can reasonably be attributed to the market data. So then it's mutable even with the art's more also in the wrong and even without the decay. So the question is, who shita is the Yeshem? Now, as we say, besides the three shita, there is a fourth shita. But we don't find the fourth shita. We only find from Jesus. So there's the Bach's kasha against the Torah. Now, the Chidush HaGoyis, look in Chidush HaGoyis, test. Hach Yishen Yimish, Himalish Nifoshi, Shein Yorosh, Tess Ramatam Shite, Uch Mishikos Barab Bes Yosef, Uvidu, Afi Yimike Reyes Edreye, Muta, Vitzor Havone, Mashikos Matur, Shetoy Mamish Biroye, no, sorry. Shetoy, Tatu, Vein Reyes Edreye, Vain Grisha Ulach, Sheericho Bes, Uch Nesis Adelo Kosa, Yishen Marashbam, Rashbam, it's not Rashbam, somebody else might be mistaken. The Tzorechoyim HaBitur, is probably Rashbam. So, the Tzorechoyim HaBitur, is Reyes Yisrael. So we have to make a correction. So then it's Ramatam Shikin. Reyeshim, the Mahanu of Shikin. So in other words, Mahanu of Dike, when there is no market in the prince, so then Dike is effective. Even, Dike is effective even when he starts on Reyes. When there is no also in the faith then, and there is an also in the wrong, still now the decay is the terrace. Umatirin kishin shmakir the faith, the Israel is the reye, the arts mochim the reye, vafir the decay. So then, if we change the verse from them to the Israel is the reye, so then it's mamesh amutam shita. Why? It's only reasonable to assume that one of the Sardila correction is the correct correction, otherwise we cannot explain the Shita of Yeshimon, unless we say that the Yeshimon is a fourth Shita that no vision ever mentioned. Why should we say that? Udas Hashem Ri, Leilom is the biggest Chumash. Leilom Einu Niteres Afilu Bidike, Elohim Ki Yishmaki Bidikem, Vein Reyes Ebereye, Adol Yishneem Shovim, Vein Yishreyes Ebishneem, O Yishen Reyes Ebishneem, wo im Heil und Dicke, wie kosten kische ich rehe, se berehe, wo lebe dich. Das ist rasch, das ist der Biggest Sohn. Weil den ihr aber auch so, dass er mich zubet, und ich habe nur die Marke, die Marke, die Marke, aber in jenisch, weil ich rehe, 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 aber in jenisch, der Ratzela, aber ich rehe, ich rehe, ich rehe, ich rehe, ich rehe, now he discusses what is considered the Marke. So he says, it has to be a real market, but if they are just black spots, marks, so then it's a mark of the globe, but that's not a real market. So, kershe she yod bol nachem zakoy shikra bim al gavro, shkin derech makam bo kibarashka, abo nish baratzal. In other words, if there was a fracture, even though it was healed, abo kishchodal nikshah, kchino bishabamah. In other words, when do we say that if there is a matter in the David, a bruise in the David, so then we attribute the attention to the matter only when it's a real matter. If there was a fracture, even though it was ill, but just a black mark, that's not it. Yeshem kol yichatalim b'deifin yechilu b'nim smucho kulo b'deifin yisrucho vei. Aber adin yom rozal kosa davke smucho kulo b'deifin. Aber smucho yichatalim b'deis b'deifin al b'deye. Vim kol reye buko b'deifin lo yishim pimu, shim lo yishim pimu. Yesh matirin al yish matirin leisina b'deifin b'nachas. Vim leo b'nficho k'sheiro. Vyeshem yisrim b'chei neikea. Vichol tike d'yorche nafkinu b'mai b'pushri. Yim ibad b'zetreife. Because of our Adino of your Rosal, the Biashkin as a Mitzor, was we will have to back you. Reish and Yisri Cholech and Nam Kemish and Alek and Pinks for them. Great Mulchose, and Gam Geres, and Isham Nisalei, and Itrapshe. In other words, he Bireye adheres to one of the organs where a naked mashu does not pass or does not matter. So, for example, suppose the Reye adheres to the breast bone, or to the Gangeres, to the trachea, or to the epicardium, suppose it adheres to another organ. So the Rambam says that it has the same din as its chukhol and it's we are tiret in the maki in the deifen. ורמב״ם כוסף שאיתם הוא מכה שלי ביפה והוא ראי במות מכה וכן כוסל אבי מאובי אורוזה ודאג כי ביפה שיהיה מוכי ואחוס אין ירובן נקראת יסוגי אלו so then we can assume that the addition resulted from the lachus from the secretion that came out from the makim ביפה but if it adheres let's say to the trachea so the trachea doesn't produce such a secretion so the mele we cannot attribute that to the maki to the maki in the trachea or in the epicardium or whatever the conservatio beozao the darkin beke shuroch in lachus in the rubin ikwes reilo but when we show you more in because of our ito shemoune woman is chriyach ad isir chachas radeite im rivasir chemenoune yudinoune taunon dikane kefoyo boune usruche soro boune ukshero vimrube binoune trevo vichinri asrucho lechose uledeite shadino basoro in other words he assumes not like the rabbi most reshen in the rabbi and they agree with the Rambam so the melee if it is a joint exclusively by let's say by an organ aggregated then we certainly cannot attribute the adhesion to the maki in that organ but even though the maki in that organ would not be matched but we cannot attribute the question is suppose it is covered it is a joint by the defect and by that organ so then it depends if mostly it's a joint by the defect by the ribs by the spine section so then we can attribute the addition to the matter that is in that defect since there is a matter in that defect and it's mostly covered by the defect by the ribs so mainly we can attribute it but if most of it is the other organ not a defect then we cannot retailate the addition we cannot attribute the addition to the matter in the defect so because of it she will even if I'm in history I have to see how I have אם רבסיר כדמיון לאומיות נאומה את הלימון ועיקר לכפו יבונאוס וכסור ידעומה וכשיר ואומרו במינאום מטריף וכן ראי אסרוך וחוזר בדייפן שעדים ובסרובה וכן נאמי מי ישמעת בדייפן ועשיר כדמיון כמה מעקו וחוצו לו וכולו אזמין ובסרובה וישאין לו אזמין ובסרובה ומה אין להפקימין לדריף שכן נגד הדייפן שחושב בסוסון הקטניקה ניקה מיעוט השורי כנגבי שאין לסוסון Rabbi Novi Rozal, he's giving his word as well as you do right now. So tomorrow, we'll go over the Chabe HaSimelan test, and also Simen Men in the tool, and the Mechabe.
March 16th, 1981, Yudal Thomas, the Santa Simen Malas, Buddha and Hora. I they have nothing said.
But in the name of it's like a here we say if there is an ulcer in the Beifen, so then we say that the neke took place when we put the knife and removed the you know separated and detached the wound from the Beifen. So So in other words, then we fight the market later, so then we attribute the attrition to the market, and to such an extent that even if we fight the market, we attribute it to Ahashim. I mean, this is a big achilles. We call it over the block, the sheet of the market, but it's some dumb sheet. Yet, we may market the women, we do as a negative say, the real or the real is some sad. We may market the women, the negative say, the real or your, take the mashkit of the top. The top. Now, and we find the negative. If we find it, so then we cannot say that the negative occurred at the sheet. Now, here I say, let's go. מפיחוך, ראי יש האופס הסמוכת, או שאין צו סירחס, מחות עם פרילים, ומדוי ומדוי, ומתאר ושקופת, חיין שישימו, שמו ניקבו צריך אותי, וחיין נמצא בעבקוי עם הולך, חיין ששם ניקב סינטי שטחת, וצריך אותי, ונעדים הויו על דרך זו, שאין נמצא שרי יפוי ובסירחס מחות עם, אם הויו מנעמים של ראי יודים, או שאוי יולי ומתאר ושקופת שחיין שסירחו, ונמצאים בשרי יום, ונאי פרילי סוביפוש, ונמצא סניקובות ראי, In other words, if we don't find it back in the paper, and then we find it, when we blow it out, we find that it bubbles, in other words, it's in Google. So then it's rainfall. We want to be online, if by blowing it, it doesn't produce bubbles, so then have a use rainfall. That's like how the Tamshi.
One second.
We have a use rainfall, we come back here. We see if we can't do it, הוא ישם עוני כתבום האל מלבד יהיה, סוגץ רבותם שיקה ודן רבותם זה הוא מהיר לו אירועים ומשאיר כך והוא שמענו מוקים שאיסים לכך ואף על פי שאיר לו הנה דבור עם הלב לברכך מהדבורי המילג הפושט עם ישראל כך So that's definitely what I'm doing. So completely covering the top, and then he has one cooler book coming over the book on the top. Rabbi Tam only says that if we find the market in the paper and we don't find the market, so then we attribute it to the market, the dish to the market. But if we find the market, then not. But the Rambam goes so far that even if we find the market, as long as we found the market in the paper, so then we say the patient resulted from the market in the paper, and the negative occurred at the shrink as a result of detection.
But the Rabbinatum held that even if you find also smachim, you don't need a bedik as long as you can attribute to the makan dolphin.
The Rambam also holds like that.
The Rambam also holds. But here he's talking about nefich when he finds mekeva, a nekev. So maybe the Rabbeinu Tam would hold also, having found a nekev. He only held because of the makan dolphin, even if there's also smachim that you didn't have to do a bedik Rabbeinu Tam. But if it's a nekev, a nekev is a different story. Also, tzemachim is not a nekev. Also, tzemachim
is a nekev. So, of course, it's tzemachim. Only the Rambam Shita is that if after you detach the lung from the deifer, so you found the nekev, but the means in marking the deifer. So then we attribute everything to the deifer, and even the nekev we say occurred at the shita.
Then what's the virtue of Ayyade Nefika to do the deifer? What's the virtue?
No, the purpose of the nefika is. The purpose of the Nefiha is if we didn't find a maki in the deipe. When we detached it, so we didn't find the maki in the deipe. So then we have to make the second test. And we have to be the feyach. So in such a case, if we didn't find the maki in the deipe, so we have to be to blow up the loan. Suppose when we blow up the loan, we don't find a nekev, in other words, it doesn't bubble, so me grabbing it smoother, like Rabbi Tam. But he says, the minig is not like
that. So why is then Tur, he quotes the Rambam, and then he brings down the Tam again?
Why should he do both? All right. Okay, I'm just going to
just happen to do it.
You just happen to do it. Treifes in Astam. Chutz in Oreye, Zorich Lübde, Yubheimo, Bechayo, Yilich Bosir. So he says, Chutz in Oreye, Zorich Lübde, Yubheimo, Bechayo, Yilich Bosir. Now, so he says, the people in the area only if there is a sirch. Otherwise, so you don't have to be made in keeping the area. So, but this is not so. I mean, we have to be made in every area. The answer is that two kinds of bitches. There is a superficial bitches. Let's say, bitches meaning. So, bitches meaning, I mean, so, according to the Rambam, if the Kasplin is enough. Yes, what?
That's right.
In other words, he really means that every case we have to debate it. We have to debate it. And what is the purpose of the ticket? To see whether there is a sir. You are right, I made a mistake. I mean, explaining it that way. In other words, and that's why he uses the expression, because in the Mechaber it reference to a case where there is a sir, and we have to debate it. We have to debate it, let's say, a case where there is a sirche kisidron, let's say, a sirche kisidron, so then it requires, according to some machine, it requires decay. So, there the decay is midraise. So, if the Mechaber couldn't say, the Chulapir is gonna lechel the decay shechel nochosh, which means it's only the Rabbonah. So, you're right, I made a mistake. So, the pshat in the Mechaber is, so, if we did the behem of the chayo, in every case, we have to debate it to determine as to whether there is a sirche. So, this decay, is chlapir is yellow echo to the So he says, so we will bring on the higher neighbors here, but not that we have to take it outside and be and blow it. So the Rambam says, we know Abu, because there is such a shita, the Rambam himself mentions such a shita, we know Abu Gamke in Veyach, Kol Rey, Afil Les Bereyes. So there is a minute to not only to make it because me, but to be mifeyach every day, to be tzas mikemes, mikili, shalom inofcho, rakim hoiso posir, cheliveres al dimishmish, bichemik. So in other words, yes, what is it? Yeah, I understand, yeah, but you see, the Mechaber usually follows the Shittas Rambam. And according to the Rambam, so in ordinary Reye, you only have to make it because of me. Not only that you don't have to be in the payoff, you don't even have to take it outside and to inspect it by means of bigger schools. Since the Mechaber doesn't spell it out that you have to take out the ticket, I'm sorry, you have to take out the Reye. And look at it thoroughly, so the pashas are washing, and since the Mechaber usually powers the Shittas Rambam, except where he spelled it out, so it's more mistabea that what the Mechaber requires is just a superficial dikah, even if because otherwise he should mention it.
The Rambam says that it's a minhag to do a dikah,
in that point, it doesn't pass like Rambam, because most Rishayim hold that it's a chiyuv in the Rabbanon, it's not just in the name. Only a few Rishayim, only the Yosua in the name of Kibbutz Rashi, and the Rambam. So on that point, he doesn't pass like the Rambam. However, in regard to the kind of decay. I think it's good. I say that the Mechaber only requires it because me. But he doesn't, it's not that the Mechaber passes on Yeshivas Rambam, but because on the question as to whether there is a field in the Rabbanon or just in Mine, so because the Shach says, even though it's not explicitly spelled out by the Rambam, but the Shach says so, the Cholat Eretz Mashma di Dike Zumi Rabbanon. Even though it's not Yifuresh, because even if it's only a minute, you could still use the expression, as a matter of fact, the Mechavea, the Yilchus Tishabel, so he mentions the Gabbin Hogan of 9 days, or should Welsh call him speaking with Sechai, so he says, so it's not such a Raya Bure that the Mechavea doesn't pass, the Mechavea does not follow the Pshitas Rambam in regard to the question as to whether the teacher in a regular way, so is it Rabbanon or just a minute? But the Shach says so. The Shach says so. The Shach says, Mashma the teacher in the Rabbanon, even though it's not spelled out explicitly. But certainly in regard to the question as to whether he's Nechuye, is Mechuyev to make just the Ikas Minim or Ikas Chutz, or perhaps in the Minateach, in view of the fact that the Mechaber doesn't mention it, why should we say that the Mechaber is not following the Shiras Rav? But then the Rabbo says, we know Adu Gamke, Linteach Kol Rei, after the rest of the race, ובקצס מכם יש מכיר לי שלא יהיה נפחו רק אם רואים שבסירכה הוא יברס על דמי שמוש וחילים פרק מי שקורא בטן הבהימוס וקדם שתבודי קורא הרי בו כלב בו ימת יחוב וינות לו והולך לו הרי זה מקרס ואין אין רים שם ומדגו בו או יסרו חויס So you saw if he opened up the Hine, and before he had the opportunity to make it decay, so the Reye was taken away. So I raise him a tariff. We named him Shemon Kubo, or Yisrucho 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 Yisrucho. In other words, that the Eved, it's not us. The Eved, it's not us. So then the Ramon mentioned the Shitta of the Bahag and the Ravon, the Yesh Machmir in Lebdo Reye. Then we have here, and we look in the Godu, or if we do in the Goyim, the Chayetz, she in Zirch is Mitzuyen Ben. In Zirch is Mitzuyen Ben. Now, so, again, that if we say that the Mechabea passed the flag of Shiviz Rambam completely, that it's only in Mine, and as a matter of fact, and even though it's only in Mine, we could still apply the expression to the Zirch and Yochan. The Mechabea does that many times. So then it's a double portion, so there could be in Shire. But assuming that the Pshat in the Mechaber that is in the Rabbanon, as the Shach says, that the Tiket Zub in the Rabbanon, so still, even though it's in the Rabbanon, but the Chachomim did not answer the Eved. The Chachomim were only in the Chayavim, the Chachil, not the Eved. So then, the Ramor passes, shall we be more from Epsod Yerube, so he passes that in the Eved it's Osea, of course, that chicken that in the enemy Rosa is certainly based upon the premise that it's not a real meaning, but it's a real Israel rabbi. Boy, the Jehovah of Israel, the Haiti Horeye, Kedem Shetibode, the Arei Kayeme is Nebuchadnezzar.
No, no, Nebuchadnezzar.
So, in other words, and the Jehovah of Israel, to carry the Reye, so then the halacha is that we steer. So, in Boyd, the Homo is soil, the Tiare, Kilim, Shibbon, the Are, Kayemes, so Nitrinis.
Is that because
one second.
Circus went far away? Circus fell off when they fell down. You have to keep. Huh? Rambam says what? But you could say when the court grabs it, so it's got it in his hand, the circus could fall off. In which case, those who passed him into the rebuttal would say, as he's gone out, he's been in the future. But what does the Hawaii's Muhammad say? I'll stay in the future, you're also like Rambam. Say not. That's the question.
Now, Roach HaShulchan explains it. Why does it require Nefiche? After all, the Mechaba doesn't require Nefiche. So why in this case, where an Etichotim or Yisroel to Kaldere, Kedem Shetikotim, and then Barim Kayemes, so it matters, just look at it, that's all, why Nefiche? So the HaShulchan explains as well. Va'akum Yisroel Shetikot, v'not alareyem ya'abeyim, Kedem Shetikotikua b'tikas pin, והוציאו מבעבינו, והורידו לפנינו, והרי ישרימו ונראה את זה, מכל מוקרים, צריכו נפיחו, וישמו הוי ובוסירכם, ועמי צינוסכו, ולוכן צורי אדם פיקס פושחי, וירא יסעו לה את התפצטנית במוקרח. Now, the reason is this power, because certainly, I mean, according to the Sheet of the Mechaba, that a sirche that is removable out of Miyuch Mishmish is considered a sirche, and it's much more the behavior. So obviously, in cases where a sirche is not just removable out of Miyuch Mishmish, but only if you is forced, you to remove it, then certainly this is according to the Psak of the Ramo, you see, there are many shochti in this country, and it happened to you up to one, because all have to talk about it. So, but in this country, there are many shochti. And even today, in many slaughterhouses, we have a problem with the slaughterhouses, where it's not black coffee. So then they take up the effects. So some shochti who are so they just handle it very mildly and gently, you know, yoke yoke. But there are some shochti who force try to take up sirchi. So they are only matzvah the behemoth, these shochti will only be matzvah the behemoth, he cannot even be removed with force. But some shochti use a lot of effort in removing the sirchis. So, now, according to the Mechaber, so it goes without saying, according to the Mechaber, it goes without saying that you know, a sirche that is removed with force, with an effort, is a sirche that the human strength. According to the Ramor, that a sirche that is removable of the Miyuch Mishmish, he's only real the Almeh. The question is, suppose it's not removable out of Miyuch Mishmish, but it's removable out of the force. So many daily so consider that trade for money. However, the Oh HaShulchan He's the Rabbi Tzchus on those Shochtim. Even in those days, so there were Shochtim with him. So the Hashulchan was the Rabbi Tzchus. And we soon see that there is a machlekes between the Yosef and the Shach. Now, if you want to turn to Sifri Dalet, the Sinamanekes, they day chains, your day, we all are praying for. For Hakim, Yichmis, Acha, your day, the rewards of three things, provisional. If one baby put in his hand the made of Kitas meat, and he said it's right, then another baby put in it within his hand, and he didn't find three things. So the vision is left. The vision is left. So the Shah is sick from the test here. And it's sick for the test for the Shah. Provision Emma, she will I have been Kashimi, here is Yoga the Hazoko. The heavier a seal, the heavier a vision, the interest of it. At the time we see it, we see it. So, in other words, the reason is why we say the vision is Nemon, the vision is Nemon, but after all, the Elohim is, suppose you have two big kids, big Asachas. One says that it's Kosher, and one says it's not Kosher. So then the Elohim is, if they both testify, Vivasachas, so then we are minding the Behemi and Kaskas Kashmes, and it's that. If, let's say, is Mizeh Hazeh, so then we accept the testimony of the first one. But if they both testify and they contradict each other, Vivasachas, so one's testimony is not any more acceptable than the other's testimony. So then we rely on the Kaskas Kashmes, Nishat of the Kaskas Kashmes, and it's that. Here we say, "Baby Chase, the other one are praying for, Makim Yichmisaha Yodel, the remotes of praying things, Hovichinem. So, why one of Shech? There is a kosher between the first baby and the second baby. The first baby says that he found it right in the Kikas Mim. The second baby says he didn't find it. And the Basachas. So, we should remind you, Chazkas Kashmes, the answer is, here, there is no steer between the two. Because the reason is why, because it's possible, that the reason is why the second baby doesn't find any sirche, because it's very likely that when the first baby put in his hand, he grabbed off the sirche. Then, when the second baby pushed in his hand, there was no sirche to detect, because it was already pushed off by the first day. So why did he see it on the fingers? So in other words, he didn't look at his fingers. He pushed in his hand. And then he took off the seer head. Blindly he took off the seer head, and then he didn't look at his finger. So and then it fell off, he dropped it on the floor. So mainly, there is no necessary contradiction between the two. So that's why we accept the testimony of the first. This is why the Shach is coming. And that's why this thing is mentioned by Rabbi Yochanan. At Kamu Shein Rabbi Yochanan, the Tzibah because of the Darfi, and Shein, the Mira Mili, the Akhir will be done, the Matir in Kola Sirchis. The Abi Yochim, all the Mishmus, the Kolmokim Treyfe, the Dilmo Hevi of the Chayze, So the documentation says in some words, he says, so in other words, so one could say that this halacha of Rabbi Yehuda, that the Mechaba passes, so is mentioned by the Mechaba, because the Mechaba we should just say, he passes like the Rashbo, that if we see a head that is within the very readily, I'll be in the by him we get mildly in the Yoke, so he's also here. So mele, we say, here there is no akhosha between the first baby and the second baby. And mele, we accept the testimony of the first baby because it's actually time shmeir. It's actually time shmeir. We do not have to say that the second baby contradicts the first baby. No, the second baby doesn't contradict the first baby because the first baby took off the seal. So that's only shayer. So the there's some good with value, that's only Shayer according to Psak of Mechaba, who passes like the Rajbo, that if we see Yirch, and it is readily removable. Al-Din Yochumishmosh is still Yirch, Mashenkin according to Mashenkin according to the Psak of the Rambam, the way we task like Rav Shlomo Goyer, that any Sirche that is involved in the Yom is only really Almeh, so then we shouldn't say Treyim, because Mimonefsha, if there is really a machlekes, a disagreement between the two Botkin, so we have to be mindful of Chetzes Kashres in this Basacha. And if there is no contradiction, so then it's kosher Mimonefsha, because it was removable. It was removed. So the merits were down there. So why should it be paid? So the definition says no. That this din of Abin Yeruchem is true, even according to our psalm, who passed like a common good, that the aloche of that the sirche that is readily removable of the new Mishmush is only the real Baal. So, but then you ask, if the sirche that is removable of the new Mishmush is real Baal, so why should we say that the Rishon Emon we should be Machshel Day? Because of the Manusha. Because if the first day they removed out the Yom Mishmush, so it's kosher. If he didn't remove it, and still the second day they contradicting, so the male, so it's having got a heart, so the Hemo, that is Nishmato, is the Chaskasetar Emeret. So he says no, there is a possibility that there is no contradiction between the first day they and the second day. But then you ask, if there is no contradiction, that means the first day that removed it, so it should be kosher according to the Shita of Rav Shlomo Goyer. The answer is no. Maybe it was not readily removable out the Nihu Mishmish Yopi Yope, but it was removable out the Tilche by force. So then it's not Sheol. So that's why it's there. So the documentation says in so many words, the Hamor, the documentation says in so many words, the Din according to our Tzak, that the Sirche, that is removable out the Nihu Mishmish, is real down there, that's only if it's removable out of the Nihu Mishmish when it's removable. But if it's removable out the effort, out the Tirche, when you grab it up, so there it's straight vanished. That's what the documentation says. Well, because of the documentation, we literally need that people really don't. The material call a Sirche. And you know about the Shmush, we call not in Treyte. You deal with Henry of the Chetze, Katkan Lejeni. The Chetze was a Marshal, the Rebbe Treyte. Simon Chopet, Vahavis Yosef, Kosav, the Medibre, Rabbe Yeruchem, Iker Limash Maheka, Mashikos Vahapostri. The Sirche is a Mustarkis, the Shehakabot, Machmis Yodi Yubeni, Rab Sirche is in you. Uvize, Ribidon, Rese, Ribidre, Rabbe Yeruchem. Vilese, שערי ראש ורבי ירוחם דופאיה קוס וקאפייסקי ואיבייסר אישנו מסית קוטו הנגדים so the שחד ריזו דרמות נאמר את so we have a מחלקס between you see we have what and the power is the לא חשוב על המין who was such a gotcha I mean in all of the law and including your estate is לא חשוב on and when לא חשוב on is love it's who's and don't shock because there are many people who said that the whole Shochti would tear off the Sirche. Our Mamesh, Machshel es Rabim, the Machshel es Rabim, and the Hashul Chon is one of the few people who was Rami Tzchutz against the whole Shochti. And you see, why is it that there are some Shochti here in the United States who have such a lax attitude? We have such a lax attitude. I mean, in regard to these things, who tear off Sirche. And no matter how many times you tell them, they respond with so much good. Why? Because the Shochtim here, those Shochtim here, so they probably came from a city, you know, in Europe, where one sheikh had acted that way. And because of that, you see, so actually, what the Or HaShulchan says is really mentioned by the Reish Yosef. Because the Reish Yosef tries to prove, to deduce from Rabbi Yeruchem and the Chumis Rosh that the Yachiri can be Shita of Rav Shlomo Goyer. Because if they had agreed with the Shita of Rav Shlomo Goyer, So they wouldn't mention this aloche of Beit Beit Yodei Vama Treife Vakei Nichnisacha Yodei Vimotza Treife. So Rishinem. So because it wouldn't say Rishinem, he wouldn't say Rishinem. Because Mimonefsha, if there is a contradiction, so then we have to be minded because it's Kashres, when the contradiction is Mibasachas, so it's a Hakoshe. So we have to be minded. So if they have that Koshe Kiman the Lesse, so the mayor we have to be minded because it's Kashres, and if there is no contradiction, so if there is no contradiction, so then it's Koshe because it was removed out of your mission. So why does the Bais Yosef say that the Bais Yosef is deduces from Rabbi Yeruchem that they are chilik and Rav Sacha Schoenberg. So in other words, the Bais Yosef really agrees with the Svore of the Orach Shulchan. The Orach Shulchan says that those shochtim who tear off sirches, they are not machdis rabbi. Because since there are more classes, the mocking episode in Rube, that we can remove the sircha of the miyoch mishmush. Why? Because any sircha that is removable of the miyoch mishmush is only real baume. So that means that if it's removable, even not of the miyoch mishmush, even of the tircha, as long as it is removable, the sircha. So, without tearing off part of the flesh, naturally. Suppose you tear off the sircha, and together with the sircha, you tear off part of the membrane of the lungs. And then, of course, it goes without saying that it's tearing. That when is the Or Hashul Kamala Mitzchus, if on the tircha, by handling it 100 times, you tear off the sircha without tearing off a piece of the membrane of the tissue. So the Bais Yosef agrees with the scroll of the Hashem. But the Dakimeche and the Shach, they are chilik on the scroll of the Hashem. They are chilik on the scroll of the Hashem. And they hold that even according to Rav Sacha Schoenberg, that where it's removable of the miyoch mishmush, so it's available only when it's removable of the miyoch mishmush violently, not when it's removable by exerting an effort. So then it's a sirchei mule. Now, back again to this thing. Boy, to hold him with Israel, they hate see or they kill him, she the body, but I really can't sleep for this. So he explained it. They all have shulchan. והראשון מכל מוקים צריך לפיכם בשם הוא יבוא סירחס ועמי צינוסקו ורוחים צורי גם בכספו שכם ולראית ומי תיבט בידי מוקים אחות. So in other words, the reason is why in this case we require a thought of the game even if you had not just inspecting it, because the reason is why a bdikaspin is in all. The reason why because food is no, because when you put in your hand inside the behavior and you feel, so then you can feel whether there is a sircha or there is no sircha. Whether there is a sircha or there is no sircha. But some melee, if he put in his hand, he made it because food, and he says he didn't detect any sircha, so it's a riot, there is no sircha. There is a higher business. So Bamed Bama Murin, if it is done while the rain is still inside. So there, with your perception, you can feel it. With your sense of perception, you can feel it. Whether there is a sirch or there is no sirch. But if the rain was already taken out, and now you want to determine whether there is a sirch or there is no sirch, so by just looking at it, you can look at it 1,000 times. You will not be able to see whether there is a lekev or there is no lekev. So, in other words, if the sheikh put in his hand and he says he didn't feel any sirche, so then it means that he didn't detect the sirche that is removed. Shabbat it's a halut mura, and there is no nekev. Mashiach, so in the veil was already taken out. Now the Sheikh will look at it. He'll look at it. So he will not know whether there is a nekev or there is no nekev. If he feels it while it's inside, so there he can know whether there is a siyach or there is no siyach. So if he feels that there is no siyach altogether, so of course there is no nekev, there is no siyach altogether, not if we remove the siyach. So that's 1 second. That's the best right. But if the radio was already taken out, now what is the money? So by looking at it, what will be able to see? You'll be able to see whether there is a siyach now or there is no siyach. True. But maybe there was a siyach originally. And then when he took it out, when a person took it out, the goy or the soil, took it out, so at that time he removed the siyach because it was only a mild siyach, a superficial siyach, not a siyach that is firmly impregnated into the membrane of the lung. So, this is what it says, Mikolmo. So the only way to determine as to whether there was a silche that was removed out of the nitike, or there was no silche altogether, is by blowing it. Now, if we blow it and it doesn't put bubble, so then it's a raya that it never had a silche, because had it had a silche, and that silche had been removed, so then we would find it. This is how it is. Yes.
I have a question. It's a little wrong, but listen. According to CrossFit, is an abuse of oil for anything to derive from
it? What?
You said CrossFit says that you have a fear for anything. It's simply that if there's something going to come, there will be a negative.
That's right.
So it's an abuse of oil at all is derived because an abuse of oil won't show a hole in the negative.
No, but Nefiche is not even effective if there is a Sirche. Nefiche will be effective if the Sirche is not a real Sirche. But if the Sirche is a real Sirche, even according to Texas, Nefiche is not effective, it's great. Because we say, since there is a Sirche, so then it's immediately spied. And true, it doesn't tear when you blow it. It doesn't tear when you blow it. But in the course of the activities of the behemoth, so then it will tear. So, a decay in the is not a very good effect. Yes? What? I didn't hear what you said. The Vedic, yes? Of course, the Vedic is not in the Yachnam Yisroel, that's all. Alright. Une haskuch ali uno. Only uno. Suppose one lobe of the lobe is adhering to another lobe, or to the mother lobe. Beis chuchamad beis chuchulo shalom kisidron treiba kisidron sheira apilu beloi ptike. In other words, there is a machleket for the shein and that. So he says that even beloi miu in batkua v'nimtza shal neket treib v'nitro kisidron elo b'shtayim zuhi tzalzu v'chituch shal zu v'chituch shal zu. Not like Rashi Shite and not like Rashi Shite and the Rambam Shite, that the two mentions that as long as the sircha is between two adjacent lobes, so it's always kisidron. No, even if it is between two adjacent lobes, so it's only kisidron if the addition is between the cut surface of one lobe and the cut surface of the other. When you go kisidron b'shtayim, you can zoom in the zoom. Va'apilui va'alachzen, even if it is, because the two mentions a certain shite, that it has to be continuous. But if it's not continuous, if there is a pilush, an opening, a gap in the addition, in the middle, beginning and end, so there it's not shayom. But all the other shayim are chirikan. So even if it's a brick, even if there is a gap in the sirch, in the dish. Avu migabush, also migabush, also from the exterior surface to one, to the other, or you have to make it a brigad, or you should pull it, you should pull it, or you have to make it a brigad, 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 or you have to יש אומרים דאפיר וכסיטרון צורר ביקה שאין נקב בראייה לנועץ זה צדיעה במשאים זה צריכה בניקי הראשיץ שיטה ורמו פסקוס דתי ומניץ כסיטרון so it's still a required ביקה ומייחה שלנו נתקים בביקה כל מוקים ביקה ראייה זה יש להתחיל כל סירחה so that is the net result if we say that even we see that it's either required to get but today we are not keen so maybe we have to matter but then he says he didn't shame me so that's a big home so if there are more passing like that she did like having a gas and she did completely that it requires it again even when it's a citron so then we would have to be matter with every series but then he mentions his ethical ויהי שאומרים להכשירו אם היא מעיקר או הוא נעיסת חצו אם אני רואה את זה אם the sirche is from the base from the root or the base of the une where the une begins every une has a base so the root so if the sirche is מעיקר או הוא נעיסת חצו up to the half of it אפילו מפורש even if there is a gap in the sirche וכן יהיה להכשיר כחי וכסיטרון וכן יש כמנקום ביונה ראונה או ביונה ראונה כסיטרון הייצא מיקרי עד אמצי עושה אין להתקין ודרך היא לימוצי כך ואיזה סירחה ואין דרך תחום זה לימוצי אלא ביונה ראונה וביונה ראונה אבל רואים שום כניס ואם נמצא בשום כן מסיני לסירכה ומקום מוקד יאוי, נאו, תהיה so the pashtus הלושן of the Ramo would indicate that when is the Ramo make here without a dike in the Sirche Sidron only if the Sirche extends from the base that's it if this is one of them and this is one and this is the other and here is the base of both ways so if the sirche extends from the base up to head of the wing so then it's kosher without it but suppose it extends all the way from the base up to the top then it's not kosher without it and if it's not kosher without it, it can't really not be the case, so it means it has to be trained. That's how the Pashat is a wash of the Amoyikis. However, the Taz, and I didn't see anyone that should be heard of the Taz says that when the Ramor says, Mika Uri Satchetzion, he has those implying only the addition extends only the addition extends up to half from the base of the but not if it extends all the way that's only in the case where there is a pinch there is a window there is an opening there is a gap in that addition itself there is a gap in the addition itself in other words it adheres let's say but then there is a gap and then again it adheres so then if it extends more than half of the vine so then it requires the gap so maybe we are not doing it again so it will be trained but thinking if there is no gap so then even if it extends all the way it is still shero without it now we see that oh poi il numero 1 משמע וגם בזה כושר למטה מחפשו אפילו כשיש פירוש דהי נחל אבל השאל כוסף שמירי כוסף שיש להתחיל חלי ואימין הלאומי וכן רואו לפסיק כיוון שרב נתם כוסף כבול ביות רב וברב שחל עם טריף ואפילו בחסידות אלה שאונו מחלקים doing mahat because actually there is we discussed that we do not at least as many shes that she there is a shes of shes that even though Isir HaKisidron is kosher that's only the Isir HaKisidron has no gap has no pinch has no opening but if the Isir HaKisidron has a window has a gillish has an opening has a gap so then even the Isir HaKisidron is right even the Isir HaKisidron is right but so he says so the thing will be said keep you have the top cost of kabol the yod rabu kira she how you pray back in the city of and we show them how to do in mato the head she muta keep you in sharp the day in the shame of shades the new room a few in the city of if she have the same kola on the moon you pray because you show that you mato the head she muta we ולוי בינון הלאומי ושוב מצא סמרל מפרוק שכוס העם והיא נדע לא חקרה מטעם ואמרים הם בואו לבואו מהם הרביסאי אלא דווקא בואו לי שם ביז לא אבל דומה הוא כאילו נסחה בדעקר אבל מרסאי כך לבואו מנוח מבואי הביטאי כבואו לאומי אבל לא יחלה יש לעשר אבל הוא מעט מחצי כי כאילו אבו רביסאי כאישות אלא בכל מוקי יש לו להחשיה גם בזה, גם בעיון אל אומה למעט מחציו ובזה מרשאו ורמו שופי אלא בחווי יש להק now, let's see the עד עתה אפילו מחווי, פרוש, זי ואפילו בהלחסה כל שהלחסה עם כולה למעט מחציו כן כוסף מרשאו וכל היסר וכל היתר של למעט מחציו נהיה כסידון דם וכן מה שמלו של קודם, הוא סמק של קוסם, זה לא שם, ומי הוא כלי כסירך, רק הוא מהילך, מיון אלוני כסידרון, רגיל להכשר כלי כחלם. אבל, אי כחלם תחיל, וכן מה שמלו של רמות, ודווקא כסידרון, וכן יש לעשר, אם אין הקרום, מחיתו וחיתו חלוחות וחוד, אלו שבס יוסף קוסף מיוגינו להכשר, אם הקרום מחיתו וחיתו, משמע, מדיל רמון לכאן הולך, אלא כסידר ממש בי, וכמשכסף בסובך, ויש לי סמילי בכל דברי, כבדברי כל בי, והסמה דרעילו, דילב דווקא את חצי, אלו אפילו עם הקרום, הילה יחמיו גרעי אונס, עד כל צד בינו אימס, דהיינה עד ראשון, כושר בדרעי כחלו, וכן כוסף מרשב, והגוי הסביקס, ומה שכוסף רמו כאן עד המצוא עושה, הוא לא שישמח, וכוסף לרחום מזל, דילוק עד עד אמצע שהוא לא שימבור, ושום אפילו אי כחלו, אם ניסה, מה שאין כאילו מיילו מחציו, ושום טריפו כשיש חלו, אבל לא יחלו, כושר עד למיילו, וחיים. זאת אומרת, זה סבא לתעשר. Even though the pastors are Roshi of the Ramon, we tend to indicate other way. But the Taz says, no, that's not exactly with the Ramon. The pastors are Roshi of the Ramon tends to indicate the Ramon pastors that where is it kosher and today that we are not beginning with the only if the adhesion extends from the base till half of the length of the women. But if it extends the whole way, so then it's not kosher. It's not kosher without it. However, the Taz says no. When the Ramo says, "V'chein ne'ag l'hachshia ki hay v'chesidron in b'nei shein l'hachshir o imi b'nei karuim is atchetzion." Why does he emphasize atchetzion? Because he says, "Afilo mifuresh." So if there is a pirush, if there is a gap in the edition, so then we are only machshir if it's magia b'chetzio. But if there is no gap, even if it is continuous, the edition goes up all the way, from the base up to the top of the tunis. If there is no pirush, so then it's kosher. So in other words, this is how we pass. In other words, the Pesach of Ramon, the way the Taz explains it, in other words, that if there is No Pirush in the addition to Zichron, then it's without it became even it goes all the way. But if there is a Pirush, there is a gap, an opening, a split in the addition. So then it's only kosher if the addition extends up to half of the length of the universe that they dear to each other, but not if it goes up the whole. Now, what is wrong? It's not a meaning of story. It's all based upon the mitzvahs. In other words, because higher in the sun, in other words, so it's a natural thing. It's natural for two-ness to adhere to each other, to adhere to each other, without the pirush, in all the way, and with the pirush, to adhere to each other up to a half of the length of the two-ness. The Kolmo came Shasir Hot Sheol in the Seal Hot Ruyo. Oh, now the Shach also says the same thing. Sit with that, but it doesn't. Adam Sosi. Uchen im Jusen noch an. Schechino derach krumm wie Lotze. Aber wie noch nahm ab, wo jesem im Zosse. Even if it extends all the way. Wie moi kem ich hier bin sich nicht krumm. Doch im Aschmann du mit Zas Koski. Schon in Skiw Adem Zosse. Wie chen kosam war Schau und war Bach. Die Beweke Chaule in ihm, there is no gap. Mach schieren ab, wo nicht mit Kukulo. Biachat mir reiche hat sich. When we say that only if it's nicht because mir reiche ad hotzin, so then it's Sheiro, but not if it's Nipiko. We're in Shia Tzempein, there is a Pirush. If at any point there is a gap. So then, only if it's Nipiko, we're in Shia Adem Tzoyim. But if there is no gap, even if it's Nipiko, we're in Shia Tzempein. Why? Because that's the higher desire, that's the Mitzvahs. It's very usual for two-ness to stick together, to adhere to each other, to adhere to each other, became chitoch ha'unis, became chitoch ha'unis, up to chotzi, up to half of the height of the une, of the height of the une, even with the pirush and without the pirush, it's very natural to adhere to each other all the way. But the whole mocking, shasir chotzeo, in any place where Sirche is Ksheiro, in ye Sirche Pluyo, Gambeison Sirche is Vunikho, Sirche Kfulo, Kosher. Whenever a Sirche is Ksheiro, if there is a Sirche Pluyo on top of that Sirche that is Ksheiro, so that's called Sirche Kfulo is also Kosher. In other words, Sirche Pluyo means a hanging, pendant addition. In other words, it doesn't join, it doesn't involve a joining, a juncture, a joining of tools. But a piece of tissue comes out from the neck, if this is in the neck, and then there is a piece of tissue, comes out, hanging, a pendant, sir. So the Abishayim will say, sir, don't say, sir, is there. The Sir Hatruyo is young. The Rabbi Balitoshiki is that the Sir Hatruyo is saying. But we pass the Sir Hatruyo is changed. So now the Rabbi says, not only is the Sir Hatruyo by itself Sheiro, but even if the Sir Hatruyo comes out from the Sir that is Sheiro, so it's also Sheiro. That's called the Sir Hatruyo. What is Sir Hatruyo in other words? In other words, if a Sirche Pluyo comes out from a Sirche Kisidron, from a Sirche Kisidron, so that's a Sirche Pluyo. And according to Pesach and Ramoh, if it comes out from a Sirche Kisidron, from a Sirche Kisidron, that is Ad Magiat Chetzion, and has a Kirish. So that's a Sirche Pluyo, and it's also Shiva. Now, The question is this. According to the Shite of the Achrei, that there is a loch of Tartar Reyesif, and they base it on a rider, Tir Sirchot Ruyo Hayutzis Nabur is straight for, so when there are two defects, each one of which is not Tartar Reyesif, but the two together, when the two together are combined, so then it's matter of the Heine, so why do we say that the Sirchot Ruyo that comes out from the Sirchot Sheo, the Sirchot Ruyo that comes out from the Sirchot Sheo, so it's called the Sirchot Ruyo and it's Hashem, but it should be Tartar Reyesif. It's two Reyesif. What is the Sirchot Ruyo? So the Heine say, in order to answer that question, so that should be saying, in Kashi, then the whole principle of Tartar Reyesif. So then they come to the conclusion, we say as follows, that when it's considered the Reyesif, if there is a number of Shiris Reshayim who say that it's time, but we don't ask him, so then it's a Reyesif. So then it's a Reyesif. In other words, let's say, suppose you have a Sir Chot Ruyo that comes out from a Sirche that is removable on the new Mishnah, then it would be Tartarus. If the Sirche Ruyo would come out from a Sirche that is removable on the new Mishnah, so then it would be Tartarus, because in regard to a Sirche that is removable on the new Mishnah, that it's not, but it's here, a race it is, since the Amishim is a Mishim. So, we may a race it is. So, any Sirchot Ruyo is also a race by itself, because the Ashikis that is here.